So today I'm in Blue Coat Junior School, which is right up my street actually, which is quite convenient. And I'm meeting with Mr. Thompson.
Yeah,
Hello.
hello there.
And also some of the girls, which I believe are in the football team.
Yes, they're the ones that are represented in blue coat.
Would you mind telling me your first name and your age?
I'm Erin, I'm 10.
I'm Izzy and I'm 11.
I'm Emily, I'm 10.
I'm Maisie and I'm 10.
You looked like you were thinking for a second there.
I'm Sophie, I'm 11.
I'm Leah, I'm 10.
I'm Anna and I'm 11.
I'm Susie and I'm 11.
Well, nice to meet you and thank you very much for meeting up with me. So I've heard that you've been through the start of the competition for the Dannon World Cup.
We've been through two rounds of competitions. So first of all, it was in the Durham City Championships and they were victorious in that, went through that unbeaten. And then we played other teams from around the northern region and we were very, very close. We played Wingate in the final and it went down to penalties.
Oh, that's always unlucky with that. You
It
never
was,
really know what's going to happen.
no, it was a bit of a lottery, but in the end we were victorious and therefore we've qualified for the Northern Regional Finals, which is Durham County Champions.
And so the final is actually happening on Saturday.
It's on Saturday down in Gorton in Manchester, so we'll be travelling down there, setting off at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
So how are you feeling about this? Are you excited? Are you scared? What's happening in your head right now?
Excited.
I can see you're very excited. So have you had to train a lot to arrive at that level?
A lot of the girls play for other teams in Durham. They do a lot of training outside of school, but not as a school team so much. But a lot of them do play together for their club team as well. Not only, as I say, they qualified for this tournament, but they've got a league coming up next month.
All right, not too much pressure then.
No, and then on Tuesday of this week, we also won another
tournament.
Gosh,
you can't be stopped. So you keep winning, which is good.
Yep, so they've been very, very successful this year. We've got a few trophies in the cabinet, haven't we, that we've managed to win this year. And then hopefully the boys, they're going to win their playing tonight and they've got a trophy to go for.
And so let's just think we are on Sunday and you've won it. What happens after it?
There'll be two teams from the Northern Finals going down. The venue's yet to be decided, but that would be a national championship.
Yes.
So that would be schools from all over the country.
I've seen that actually. There's 2.5 million children participating worldwide to this competition.
Right.
It's pretty impressive, isn't
yes.
it? And you have 3,000 schools that started participating as well at the start of it.
Yeah. So we're down to, as I say, there'll be 10 schools taking part in the Northern Championships.
So even if you don't win that competition, which I hope, touch wood, you will, it's already an amazing achievement because there was 3,000 schools. Now you are in the 10 last schools.
Yeah. So as I say, it's the first time Blue Coat has ever been successful in getting to this stage. So as I say, it's a first for us. So these girls are being great ambassadors for the school, and whatever the outcome of Saturday, we're there to enjoy it, have a good time, and really make the most of the day. Because as I say, very often, and as I say, this is the first time for us, so we're just going to make sure we enjoy it.
And how did you have the idea to participate into that worldwide competition? Was it an idea of you girls, or was it a...
At Blue Coat, it's very much a case of that we try and give the children, whatever sport it is, we're trying to give them as many, many different opportunities to participate and represent the school as part of a school team as we possibly can. There's a competition out there, we'll go for it. So, as I say, so other years, the girls have participated in all sorts of events, hockey, and then they've been cross country and all sorts of events. If there's something out there, rugby, etc., we'll go for it and enjoy it, as I say. Give them the experience of participating as part of a team and representing the school and giving them as different sport as we possibly can.
Okay. So what about you girls? I mean, obviously you're very excited for this Saturday, as I can see. How did you feel all through those matches? Did you feel more and more confident?
A lot more tense.
They got more tense is when we went through the stages.
Did you?
Yeah.
So not more confident? You didn't think, we're just so good?
We got more practice together, so we did go a little bit more confident.
Okay, so you play much more as a team now, do you?
Yeah.
Because
obviously you said before they practice out of school, but not at school as much.
Yeah, so as I say, they obviously in their physical education, PE lessons, etc., they work as teams in those sort of events. But as I say, we don't get the opportunity to train as a team too much within school.
Okay.
The girls are very busy and they have very active social lives and participate in lots of different activities outside of school.
Okay. So, they're very busy.
They are, not only in football, but other types of activities as well. So,
what's your favourite thing when you play football?
Tackling.
Tackling? Is that more like rugby? Do you tackle?
Yeah, yes.
You just jump on each other.
No, we don't jump on each other. Maisie's our kingpin in the defence. That she's there to, because we don't concede too many goals, do we, girl? That's one of the things that we.
A Susie.
Yes, we have scored.
So Maisie stops them going in at one end, and Susie puts them in at the other end.
Okay.
But as I say, we're on Tuesday night in the other tournament. We had a few. Emily, you scored, didn't as well? So that was a
well done.
All contributing, and I think that's the key thing. The girls all work for each other, and support each other.
It's a real team effort, isn't it?
It's a team effort, yeah. So.
So you said you're going to participate to another competition next week.
Well, we had one this week, and that qualifies us for the next round of that tournament. So,
okay, so when will that be?
I've got to be advised on that one yet.
You don't know yet?
I don't know when the next round of that one is. So, as I say, it was qualifying round for the County Cup.
Okay.
So we'll be representing Durham City in that competition.
That's a big pressure as well, isn't it, really?
So, getting used to it, I think.
Yeah. So you said your favourite thing is tackling. What about you? What's your favourite thing when you play football?
Like just passing to people.
Passing the ball. What about you?
Probably my favourite thing is just like enjoying it and having fun. And
that's important as well, isn't it? What about you?
I like the feeling when you save a goal.
The victory is coming, yeah.
When you hear Mr. Thompson go, yeah!
What about you?
Scoring goals.
Scoring goals?
You would say that.
And you?
Taking people on.
Taking people on. So is it a bit the same as tackling or?
Dribble passing or dribbling or passing to get past the other team.
Okay.
Or if the other team have got the ball, then you'll try and tackle.
You need a lot of practice to do that, don't you?
Some very skillful players we have here.
I can see that. But when someone's like, my favourite thing is putting the goal in there. That just shows her how good she is at that.
So they're quite competitive as well. So
well, you need that in sports, don't you?
So, but they are. They always show good sportsmanship as well, so as I say, that's good to see as well, that they respect the opposition as well.
Obviously, I haven't asked you too, what's your favourite thing at football, can you tell me?
Probably when you're running up and people can't tackle you, because then
you're too fast. You're just too fast.
Yes, that's one thing.
What about
I like dribbling and tackling.
Yeah, they sound really, really professional, actually.
Yeah, very good. So, very enthusiastic and not normally this quiet, actually. Yes, they're very enthusiastic and they give 100%. But whatever the outcome is, then we're just going to just enjoy it.
Yes, definitely. So. Well, thank you so much for meeting up with me and hopefully you go through. That's to be fair, I mean, as we said, they've gone far already out of 3,000 schools.
Yeah, so they'll receive a little recognition of being county champions.
Oh,
so
right.
That will be presented to them on Saturday as well. So,
You're like a bit like celebrities, aren't you?
So every team that goes there will be a champion team, if you like. So, and they'll be getting recognition for that when they're there on Saturday.